I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics, presented by UMass Memorial Health. On this very special episode, we sit down with former Holy Cross hockey player J.R. Butler to discuss the new Mount St. James Collective for Holy Cross Athletics. JR graduated from the college back in 2008. He is founder of the Shift Group, bridging the gap between military veterans, former athletes, and the business world through coaching and career upskilling. JR is now the leader of the new Mount St. James Collective, and he'll tell us all about this exciting new initiative. JR, thanks so much for joining us. I know a lot of Crusaders are excited to hear these details. Welcome to Seder Stories.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. It's great to be here.
How would you describe the Mount St. James Collective to our alums and fans listening?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to alumni and fans of an institution like Holy Cross and the organizations and teams related to Holy Cross, there's always, in order for any college team, any sport, right, to be successful, I think alumni and fans play a huge role in that. That's always been the case since the beginning of, you know, colleges, right? And obviously name, image, likeness has opened up new opportunities for fans and alumni to support the organizations that they care about, that they want to win, that they want to have a good impact on the current student athletes. So when I think about the Mount St. James Collective, I think of this being another vehicle for fans and alumni to give what they can to the current student athletes at Holy Cross and to support the organizations that they care about supporting in a very, very direct way. And, you know, I think NIL has kind of caught a bad rap for, you know, pay to play and all these different types of things. But, you know, something I learned early on, even as an existing student athlete and somebody who's you know, gone to schools where the alumni network was really strong, I was always taught, like, there's multiple different ways you can give back to your alma mater or the team that you support. There's treasure, which I think NIL and collectives typically get bundled into as a vehicle to give money, right? But I also think there's ways that I'm thinking about this that, you know, alumni and fans can give their time and they can give their talent too. And that's really what I'm excited about the Mount St. James Collective, right? Like, Holy Cross is a different school than other schools that have done the collective that, you know, have gone big into NIL. But I think for Holy Cross not to have something to talk about when student athletes visit and when student athletes are at the school would be a huge miss. And this is kind of just that next iteration of where alumni and fans can get engaged with the programs they care about.
NIL, of course, is NIL, or name, image, and likeness. It has completely changed college athletics the way we knew it just a few years ago. So considering that, how will this new collective best support student athletes right now at Holy Cross?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost is opening up student athletes to more opportunities where they can take advantage of both alumni and fans' time, talent, and then, of course, treasures, but treasures in the sense of, like, you know, opportunities, right? Opportunities where these folks, whether they're alumni, whether they're fans, whether they're local businesses, they want their brand associated with Holy Cross. They want their brand associated with specific teams at Holy Cross, and they want their brand associated with specific players at Holy Cross. The collective is going to be a way that we can make that connection point. And obviously this is always, like, I always look for, you know, this is something I think about in business. It's something that I think is really critical here, is, like, this is all win-win-win, right? Like, it's a win for the school, it's a win for the student athlete, and it's a win for the alumni and the fan that gets involved. And I think that's going to be a really important part of how the student athletes are going to win from the collective. They're going to win because other people are winning in the process, right? It's not there's no, like, blank checks here. It's going to be a return on investment for, and everybody expects a different return on their investment, but that's kind of how I'm thinking about the collective.
One of the questions I've heard the most is, will this Mount St. James Collective support all Holy Cross athletic teams?
100%, 100%. I'm in the process now of kind of putting together like a leadership team, and my expectation is there's going to be anywhere from 2 to 3 alumni re representatives for every single sport at Holy Cross that care about, the programs that they played for and went through, and want to run point for their team. And it's going to look different, by the way, for every single team, right? And every team is different. The expectations are different. The outcomes you're trying to drive are different. And it's not up to me, J.R. Butler, to decide what this collective needs to do for the women's rowing team or the men's football team or the, women's basketball team. Like, that's gonna, it, this is really all about ownership and accountability and giving it to the alumni leaders from each team and making sure that they're getting the most out of it. We're just a vehicle for them to maximize the opportunity for their current student athletes and for their alumni to engage.
As you set out on this new path, what are the goals of this collective?
I think the goals are to make Holy Cross a well-known national brand at the collegiate level for athletics, like full stop, right? Just like the athletic department's goals are, just like any student athlete that's there now cares about, just like any alumni cares about, just like any fan cares about, right? I know thousands of Holy Cross alumni, and anytime a team wins a big game or a championship or whatever, like there's a certain kind of level of pride that comes as a Holy Cross alum, whether you played that sport or not, whether you played any sport or not. And that's really, what I see the opportunity here with the Mount St. James Collective, is to give them an opportunity to directly affect those outcomes that they care about. Because they care about them. I know they do. And it's really easy to like sit back and moan about, how things are going or what they would change or whatever, right? Like everybody's that Monday morning quarterback or that armchair coach. But this is a way for them to kind of get off the couch and get involved and actually affect the outcomes that they believe that Holy Cross deserves, that I believe Holy Cross deserves.
An important question to ask, is the Mount St. James Collective a recruiting tool, or will it be used for retention purposes?
Yeah, I mean, the way I think about it is mainly for retention. We are not gonna be a pay for play type of institution, full stop, right? Number one, that's illegal. So even though it does happen, it's not supposed to happen. But it's also this is still college athletics. So I think the big thing is retention, right? Holy Cross does a really good job recruiting, and you've got underclassmen that come in and have a massive impact on a team. And this is for any sport. And when somebody does that, all of a sudden with the transfer portal and with the way other collectives are operating, there's people sniffing around these kids all the time. And Holy Cross has to have an answer for that, or they're going to lose folks to the Power Five and to bigger conferences in every sport if they can't kind of protect their original recruits. And that's where, the time, the talent, and the treasure comes in, and this understanding that, like, hey, you graduate as a Crusader, you're a Crusader for life. What you do after is largely going to be impacted by the experience. When I think of it as a tool for recruiting, I think it's more just about education, right? Like, I think showcasing nil opportunities to incoming freshmen, making them understand the market size, calling out, we're never going to promise a nil deal, but like showing what we're doing with other student athletes that are already here, giving them resources to build their brand. And of course, like everything Holy Cross does, it's going to be with a high level of integrity and honesty. And, I think we're not going to use it to recruit, but I think it's going to help in recruiting, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Let's take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk with J.R. Butler about his own student athlete journey with Holy Cross Hockey and how that motivated him to lead the new collective. That's next on Seder Stories.
We are UMass Memorial Health, and innovation is something that defines us, that drives us to discover new ways to provide answers and hope, to provide opportunity and access and equity for everyone, to redefine what medicine can do and how it can heal relentlessly.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad we got Jersey Mike's for the game.
Wait, does our mascot look like Danny DeVito to you?
Yeah, it does.
That doesn't matter. This is a commercial for Jersey Mike's, where the subs matter most. Freshly sliced right in front of you. That's what they're all about.
You on the cheer squad?
And up see Daisy. Yeah!
Ooh.
Oh, don't worry about me. Focus on those subs. Where the subs matter most. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
It's hockey playoff season, and your Holy Cross men's hockey team is the AHA regular season champion. The road to the playoff title and NCAA tournament continues in the AHA semifinals against Army West Point. The best of three series begins Friday, March 14th at 7 p.m. in the Hart Center rink. To get your tickets, visit goholycross.com/AHASF. Join your fellow Crusaders this weekend and work hard. Welcome back to Seder Stories, presented by UMass Memorial Health. I'm Kevin Gale, joined by J.R. Butler, leader of the brand new Mount St. James Collective, benefiting Holy Cross Athletics. J.R., before we continue, I've got to ask, you're a proud Holy Cross hockey alum. How exciting was it to see Bill Riga's team advance through a wild quarterfinal weekend?
It was awesome, man. They won the league title for the first time, the regular season league title for the first time since I was a sophomore. So our whole team from 05-06 is on group texts all over the map, really pulling for these guys. It was awesome. You know, they had a little bit of a letdown Friday night, but for them to come back Saturday and Sunday and take it in overtime, the alumni crew is buzzing right now. So we're really excited for this weekend against West Point. West Point is always a battle. They've been a battle since we were there and before that. They always play hard. They're always in great shape. It's the end of the season, so it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be great hockey if you're in the Worcester area. I cannot recommend getting to the Hart Center enough over the weekend for at least one game. It's going to be awesome.
You said it right. Hart Center rink is going to be buzzing, and we're certainly hoping the boys can run it back like your 2006 team did during that magical NCAA tournament run. As a former Holy Cross hockey player, what was so special about your own experience? Besides beating Minnesota, greatest college hockey upset of all time, what was so special about that time with those teammates that made you want to give back now as part of the new Mount St. James Collective?
It actually has nothing to do with winning or what happened actually like on the ice, Kevin. Holy Cross hockey is really a brotherhood. And, you know, the amount of support that I've gotten in my, you know, almost 20 years since I graduated from alumni that I went to school with, but also alumni that I never went to school with, guys that were older than me, kids that were younger than me, the engagement and the, and just general, like, I got your backness of the, you know, when you find out someone's a Holy Cross hockey player, it just means something. Some of it goes back to, the history of Holy Cross hockey. So in the early 2000s, Holy Cross hockey lost three teammates in about 18 months, cancer, mental health stuff. And I think that experience of those guys, which I admittedly wasn't at the school at the time, but I came on campus shortly after, it created a connection and a loyalty that I don't think any other program in the country could, it's hard to capture. And for me, right, like I have some of my closest friends in the world obviously wore the Holy Cross hockey jersey, but the second level of my closest friends wore some other jersey at Holy Cross. whether that was football or baseball or basketball or lacrosse. So it's I think that loyalty and that friendship and through that shared experience, through that shared honor of wearing the jersey as a Holy Cross athlete, it just means something, and it's made such an impact in my personal and professional life that it's something that I think is really important to maintain. And I was taught from a young age, my father was a high school hockey coach in Central Mass for 28 years. He's in the Coaches Hall of Fame. He taught me at a very young age that, the way you operate is first you learn, then you earn, and then you return. And I'm still in my earn phase, but I'm also in my return phase. And it's really important to me that I give back to kids like me, because without the alumni that went above and beyond for me, I wouldn't be where I am. So it's really important to me that I'm able to return the favor to the next generation.
And not just within the Holy Cross community. You are a Central Mass native, and it's clear you know this community well. So, looking specifically at Worcester and the greater region, how can this collective help leverage Holy Cross's status as the only D1 school in Worcester?
It's a great question. Not only am I a Central Mass native, but my grandfather and grandmother grew up on Vernon Hill.
Oh, wow.
I remember when I was little, we would drive by Holy Cross on 290, and I'm the first person in my family to apply for college, let alone, go to it and graduate from it. But my grandfather, just the way he spoke about Holy Cross, and I mean, this dude, he used to sneak into Holy Cross football games in like the 1930s under trench coats when everybody wore trench coats and top hats. And I think the history of Holy Cross and the general like feelings of the community around Central Mass and the way they feel and the pride they feel about Holy Cross being a local school is something that this collective can do a really good job of capturing. The other thing is like Worcester itself and Central Mass has a lot of like really, really great companies, right? The Saint-Gobains, the Fallons, the Polars of the world, right? Like these are all locally based companies who would very much like I talked about that win-win-win. They're going to win by being associated with Holy Cross. So I think there's a huge opportunity to unlock the value of those local brands that are successful businesses and make that connection point to the student athlete themselves. So I'm super excited. I think this is going to be a huge win, not just for Holy Cross and the student athletes, but also the local businesses around there.
When the collective was announced, you mentioned the importance of creatively unlocking the incredible alumni network that we're all a part of and to tap into that for many years to come. What kind of reaction have you received from Holy Cross alumni since launching this collective?
Major excitement and curiosity. A lot of people, especially that quote specifically, was like, what do you mean by that? And that's where, my perspective is, we're not going to be just another fundraising email that you get asking for your treasure. We're going to be really creative about other ways that folks, no matter where they are in their life, right? Like a lot of the guys and girls that I graduated Holy Cross with now are young parents with young families. We're not in a position where, we can write humongous checks to a student athlete or to the school itself, but we're certainly far enough in our career where we have enough experience where our time and our talent is going to be meaningful. And if we can figure out ways to unlock that for the young alumni and engage the older alumni, not just asking them to write checks, but to engage with the student athletes, I think we can create like a real, real winning model that I don't think other collectives are thinking about, particularly in the schools and institutions that don't take the same approach to rigorous academics and like really good outcomes from a career perspective that Holy Cross does. And that's for me, that's what I meant by creative. Like, this is going to be a way for alumni to engage with the current student athletes, not just financially, but in multiple different ways where they can really engage and make create that loyalty that I talked about earlier.
I'd love to know more about your new role and how you're specifically helping spearhead this new Mount St. James Collective.
Yeah, I guess like my company is the corporate sponsor. So that's, you know, we're going to offer, we do certain things already with student athletes at Holy Cross and other schools across the country. But, you know, I think the infrastructure that we built as an organization is going to allow us to take what we're doing at smaller levels and really scale it very quickly to current student athletes at Holy Cross and the alumni around the school. My role specifically as like the individual that's involved is to get the right people in the room at the right time. And like I mentioned earlier, that means identifying and bringing together the right alumni from each program to make sure that there's some ownership on every single in every single program across the school. That's like as an example, Kevin, like I'm not going to lead the collective for hockey. I've got two folks that I played with who are really excited about spearheading the Mount St. James Collective for ice hockey, for men's ice hockey. I'm going to go find folks like that in for every single program. And my job is to, you know, make sure they understand what we're trying to accomplish. But their job is going to be to work with the players, the student athletes themselves and the coaches to figure out how they can impact the outcomes that we all care about.
Those are great details about a specific focus for the collective. Let's take one last break. When we return, J.R. Butler will tell us how Crusader alums and fans can get involved in the new Mount St. James Collective. That's next, right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Many financial advisors are commission-based advisors that work for a bank. At Carr Financial, we work for you. Our primary focus is helping our clients achieve their goals. You worked hard in your career. You've earned your retirement. Now let us show you how to make the most out of what you have. We're here to answer your investment, retirement, income tax, and estate planning questions. Through every stage of life, we're here for you. Call us at Carr Financial Group today.
Don't miss the six-time defending Patriot League football champions back in action this fall at Holy Cross. Crusader fans can place a deposit right now on 2025 season ticket memberships. Guarantee the best seating and parking options at the best price by visiting goholycross.com/tickets. You can also call 1-844-GO-CROSS. Welcome back to Seder Stories presented by UMass Memorial Health. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, joined by J.R. Butler, founder of the Shift Group and leader of the brand new Mount St. James Collective benefiting Holy Cross Athletics. JR, as a Holy Cross hockey alum, you've been working with Crusaders for many years. How is your work now with Shift Group benefiting Crusaders past and present?
A couple different ways. Basically, Kevin, what our company does, we're it's a software platform and coaching curriculum where student athletes can come in and they can actually do some self-discovery, do some career discovery, do some career upskilling. And then the way we make money is we have over 450 companies and growing across the US, North America, and even in the UK and Ireland that hire, that pay us so that they can hire retired student athletes. So we've helped multiple dozen Crusaders over the last 3 years that either just graduated or, you know, maybe they played minor pro or professional sports and are looking for kind of that first or second role in corporate America. That's really our superpower. And, you know, when I look at the 450 plus companies that we've worked with, there's probably about a dozen or so older Crusaders that are executives at those companies who have gotten to hire former Crusaders themselves. So they're getting great talent from us. So there's a lot of different ways we can help either a Crusader who's just getting out or recently got out, or a Crusader who's kind of establishing their career, either looking to give back or looking to take advantage of the incredible talent pipeline that comes out of Mount St. James every single spring.
That's incredible global reach by the Shift Group. How does that tie into the goals of the new Mount St. James Collective, specifically with personal branding for the student athletes?
Yeah, I mean, this is a stat that I don't think a lot of people appreciate. There's 19 million college students in the United States, and only 450,000 or so play a sport. That makes those folks that make that sacrifice and have that discipline and focus to their class schedules, especially at Holy Cross, are no different than their non-student athlete peers. They don't get graded on a curve. They don't get less homework. Their expectations are exactly the same as every other student at Holy Cross. And there's a lot of schools like that. However, the ability to communicate what that means in terms of who they are, what makes them special, and why they can bring value to an organization, that is the secret ingredient between success and just kind of coming, becoming part of the 97.5% after you graduate, right? So putting on a jersey and playing for the Crusaders or any school for that matter makes you part of this elite 2.5%. Shift Group, make sure that you stay there when you get into corporate America. And to your question about personal branding, it all starts with your ability to communicate, your ability to stand and deliver. When someone asks you who you are and what makes you special, your ability to tell that story and then align it to what they care about. That doesn't matter if it's a job interview. It doesn't matter if it's a branding deal with an organization. That's what we teach in our program, and that's what we're going to teach to every single student athlete that's part of the Mount St. James Collective. And it's going to serve them while they're, you know, their 4 or 5 years at Holy Cross. It is going to serve them for the next 40 or 50 years when they graduate.
Considering the unique time demands for Division I college athletes, what kind of new opportunities will the collective provide specifically for Holy Cross Crusaders?
I think just like simple one-to-one kind of branding opportunities that don't take a lot of time. In the areas where they do have free time, be that in the summer or in the off season where they're maybe looking for internships or things like that, that's going to be a huge part of what we do, which not a lot of collectives are thinking about that. And then just generally, again, engaging with alumni around your schedule in a way that's meaningful for you, not just while you're at Holy Cross, but for when you graduate, right? So really unlocking the limited free time you have and maximizing it, right? Like there's a lot of different ways you can choose to spend your free time. The student athletes who choose to engage with the collective and some of the stuff that we're going to work on, it's going to maximize that free time so they get a lot of return on it, both while they're there and when they graduate.
So many Holy Cross coaches speak highly of the 90-wide mentorship program. How have you seen that program flourish and grow? And how do you see that now intersecting with the new Mount St. James Collective?
Yeah, I think the 90-wide program started by the football group, right? They did an amazing job, right? Larry Doyle, Bill Maloney, Craig Serratani, just to name a few of the folks that I know kind of spearheaded that. And then we kind of rinsed and repeated that across other programs. And it's been huge for the hockey team, right? I've had a mentor or a mentee, for the last few years. And it's great, right? You get this one-to-one or two-to-one matching, and it's really powerful. I think when I think of the collective, we're going to take that model and, you know, you're still going to have your 90-wide mentor or maybe two 90-wide mentors, depending on the program and how they structure it. But it's also going to give you access to essentially an unlimited capacity of alumni that want to help you. And then more importantly, it's going to prepare you for that conversation. Right now, you kind of rely on the strength of the mentor when they work with a student athlete to help them understand, like, hey, what's expected in the real world? How do you have a conversation? How do you ask questions? How do you prepare for a meeting? I think if we can create that teaching prior to an interaction with not just your 90 wide mentor, but any alumni that you want to engage with, ask questions to, get help from, do some discovery with about their career or what they do, this is essentially gonna like take a little shot of steroids into the 90 wide mentor program and really unlock the full breadth of the alumni of Holy Cross, not just folks that happen to get an email and sign up for the mentor program and get assigned to people. Everybody's going to be part of the crew.
This has been a great overview on the new collective. I know we have a lot of interested crusaders listening in, so I want to wrap it up with this. JR, how can they best support the new Mount St. James Collective right now?
Yeah, I think in the short term, if you're interested in being a leader for a specific program, reach out to me. It's just jr@shiftgroup.io. But keep your eyes and ears open. We're going to be doing like a Q&A webinar that everybody can come to, and we can answer questions more specifically. And then if you know of an alumni that you think might be like a perfect fit to take a lead on a specific program, make that connection point to me. And just be ready for our outreach to engage with us. And again, like, I want to make this really clear, like, we're not just looking for financial engagement, we're looking for time and talent as well. So there's lots and lots of different ways that if you're a Holy Cross alumni, that you can give back to the student athletes that are on campus right now. So just keep your eyes and ears open for those announcements.
J.R. Butler, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations again on the new Mount St. James Collective. I know I speak for a lot of people when I say we can't wait to see how this benefits Holy Cross student athletes for many years to come.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks again for being here. And for Crusaders tuning in and looking for more details on how to get involved with the new Mount St. James Collective, visit Mount St. James NIL, that's Mount STJamesNIL.com. Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Seder Stories. We ask that you tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories, available anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. I'm Kevin Gale. Thanks again for listening. Go Cross, go.